You're welcome back to Morning Ireland. Exploratory talks will be held at the Workplace Relations Commission today in a bid to avert strike action by more than 2,600 school secretaries and caretakers. And that strike is due to begin tomorrow. Our work and technology correspondent Brian O'Donovan is following this story and he joins us now. Brian, you better remind us what is at the heart of this dispute.
Yeah, Audrey. So school secretaries and caretakers say there's really a two-tier system in operation in schools right now. And they feel like second-class citizens because they say they work alongside teachers and SNAs that are entitled to public sector pensions and other benefits such as enhanced sick pay and bereavement leave, benefits that they do not receive. Now, originally, school secretaries were paid directly by school boards of management. But in 2022, agreement was reached to move them to the centralised Department of Education payroll system, and a similar move has been promised for caretakers. But the workers say that that was only part of the process, and they really say the next step now must be access to the public sector pension system, and they say they are willing to go on strike to achieve this goal. Some members were balloted on industrial action and in June voted in 98% in favour of taking indefinite strike action. It will begin tomorrow. There'll be a rally outside the Department of Public Expenditure. On Friday, striking workers have been instructed to attend five regional rallies around the country. And on Monday, they've been told to start picketing their schools. Now, I know the parents listening this morning will be wondering, well, what does this mean for schools? What does it mean for closures? What does it mean for disruption? Well, Forsa says the strike involves 2,600 secretaries and caretakers and that more than 2,000 schools will be impacted. The Department of Education has instructed schools to open as normal, but unions, including the teacher unions, who aren't directly involved in this dispute, but they have told their members to support the striking workers by refusing to carry out the duties of secretaries and caretakers. And remember, this is an indefinite strike. So the longer it goes on, the more disruption it's going to cause. Secretaries, caretakers, as we all know, they carry out very important, vital roles in the schools, opening the gates, carrying out repairs, processing important documents, processing payments. So if this runs on and on, you...
Brian, oh, you're still there, Brian. You just dropped out there for a second. There was a meeting last night, wasn't there, at Forsa Union's headquarters. I'll keep asking the question. Hopefully, Brian will be able to hear me. There was a meeting last night at Forsa Union headquarters. Do you know what the mood of the people there was, Brian? I think Brian's gone. Brian O'Donovan, our work and technology correspondent, was going to tell us more about that, those talks today at the Workplace Relations Commission, because they're due to begin today. And perhaps the most that they can hope for, Brian, I think you're back with us, those WRC talks.
I am indeed,
talks.
Audrey, yeah, apologies.
No, that's quite okay. Apologies to our listeners. The WRC talks, what is expected there today, Brian?
Yeah, so I suppose first off, if we look at what we saw last night, we saw this gathering at union headquarters, Forsa headquarters, around 200 school secretaries and caretakers really outlining their plans for the next few days. They gathered their placards, Audrey, they rehearsed the chant that they're going to use on the picket line. And also they spoke about this two-tier system that they feel they're operating in. They spoke about how, you know, when they retire, they'll get a bunch of flowers and a bottle of whiskey, but they're working alongside SNAs and teachers who get a pension lump sum and a guaranteed public sector pension. We heard individual stories of people talking about how they feel this is their opportunity to make a change and to improve their situation, and this is their chance to take it. You mentioned the Workplace Relations Commission exploratory talks due to take place there from 10 o'clock this morning. Unfortunately, however, from the union side, they're not particularly optimistic about those talks. They fear this could just be a box-ticking exercise and talks about talks, as opposed to an actual deep-dive negotiation that could achieve some sort of significant outcome. From the government's perspective, the Department of Education would say, look, it very much recognises the vital and important role that is carried out by caretakers, that is carried out by secretaries. They're saying they are committed to looking at this and to continuing to engage. And we know last week that the Minister for Education, Helen McEntee, said that she's hopeful progress will be made to improve terms and conditions. As I say, those Workplace Relations Commission talks due to get underway in the next couple of hours. Not too much optimism from the union side. But as we know, these disputes always get resolved in the end. They often do run down to the wire, but it could be some time yet before we see a positive outcome for both sides.
Brian, thank you very much indeed. Brian O'Donovan, our work and technology correspondent, brings the time to 7:31, and Brian Jennings is here with a news update.